The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
After having tea on the dream plane with the silver dragon Kiana Valeris, the broads are back in the material plane in Kaer Kaladir, and they're off to find a ship. You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Ylari's Roaring Horn, Wizard Witch.
I would love to.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our Bard Scald.
I fell asleep halfway through.
And Bianca Zelda as May Pree, our Barbarian.
Are you telling us that you're cold? I have some sweaters, maybe.
And then there's me, Victoria, your DM. It is later. You know, you've been up. Well, what did you do after you came to in Maypree's room?
I think I wrote down a lot of notes about library organization.
Okay. So Ylari stayed up late. Writing down. Okay, Maypree.
I probably went for a long walk, wherever I could, just to get some fresh air and kind of be alone with my thoughts.
What are some of those thoughts?
It's a lot of self-reflection, considering the place that I had come from and kind of being face-to-face with those past realities, and then looking at where I am now and the people that I've surrounded myself with who seem to always be there and always support me, and how really lucky and grateful I am, but still holding on to a few of those anxieties about, you know, past trauma.
Keela?
I took a nap from sleeping. It was very exhausting to sleep and dream like that. So I had a little meditate, maybe like a kind of like a cat in the sun, getting some sunlight from the window.
All right. So yeah, so you do that because that was like, you know, late at night, but not wee hours of the morning yet. So when you kind of come to and everything, it is like wee hours of the morning. So you just stay up for the rest of it. And it is the next day with your breakfast that is brought up. There are three letters of introduction amongst the coffee pot.
I love a good letter of introduction.
Will you read them, please?
I would love to. I will narrate the letters of introduction aloud to my compatriots.
Please.
Okay. Well, the first one is in a cream envelope, very plain, very blunt, very straight. The writing is very angular and tilted. You can tell that they are right-handed, and it's a very kind of like angular, jagged script. And you can tell the quill is like, there's force put down onto the paper with the quill with this. And when you open it, it is a letter in the same writing. And it just says, simply, I am Captain Latoral, At your service. And we are told that you have need to see our High Lady of Seraphel. Please alight upon Alarin's Whisper as soon as you are able.
Gilary, that one sounds like I'm not interested.
It's very direct.
I fell asleep halfway through.
Really, Keela? It was very short. We really have to work on your attention span.
Read me another one.
All right.
Dear Gilary's Roaring Horn, May Pri of Skuld, and Keela of No One, please accept our invitation aboard the Winter Glen for your delivery to the High Lady Seraphel. Our ship is one with the green sail. We await your arrival. Captain Morif.
Word certainly travels fast around here.
Yeah, I like the use of names, but I just the
very
name.
Very personalized, yeah.
Yeah, but
green
just,
is a
just
good color as well.
Yeah, but there's something kind of cold about it.
About
thing.
Green. You wear a lot of green.
Are you telling us that you're cold? I have some sweaters, maybe.
No, I'm not cold now, but I would be cold there. And just the letter was so brief, it felt a little cold. You know? Or is that just me?
Right, it's the word winter that you're struggling with.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's read the third one. Let's hear them all out.
Yeah, but so far, this one over the first one.
What did the handwriting look like on this one?
Oh, this one is very careful. Mm. It is very vertical. Mm. You can tell that maybe if they do write at a slant, they like turn the page in such a way that it does not appear to be a slant on the page. You can tell it's very careful. This person would never smear their hand on the wet ink.
I appreciate that. And I start to tell Maypri and Keela, you know what, you can tell a lot about a person from the way that they form their letters and the paper, the parchment that they choose. You know, there's a number of treaties that have come out recently about theorizing about personality and character based on these things. It's quite possible that we could infer quite a bit about.
Do you
want to
read the next one?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'll read the next one.
The next one says, to the Honorable Lady Yulari's Roaring Horn, May Pri of Strength and Skuld, Keela of the Noise Machine. Please accept this invitation to be our guests aboard the Orphanion for a scrumptious and delightful trip along the Gulf to Seraphel. Your presence would be an honor to us all. Signed, Captain Torin.
This one. I like this one.
They had me a noisemaker, but also scrumptious.
Scrumptious.
I was there for strong. Yeah, cool. Okay. This is the one.
This is the one.
This is the one. Is this the first time that we've all agreed on something?
No. Maybe.
Yes. Maybe. Hmm. Do you think we could be under a spell of some sort that somebody could be meddling? It does seem a little suspicious.
Do you want to check?
I'll cast Detect Magic.
They're letters.
Okay. Yeah. That's reassuring.
Oh.
They're just letters. Yeah.
But each of your rings do glow. Mm-hmm. Yularis, there's a couple of items in your trunks, if they're open, would be glowing.
Okay, no, this is just cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We confirm that. When do we want to go? I'm already packed.
I hold on to... Do I even have a weapon? I think I had retrieved something. Regardless.
I'm ready.
Let us away.
Keela, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And away we go.
Okay, do you want to go get weapons or anything like that?
Yes, please.
That's a possibility. Point.
I was waiting to see who I can befriend and just see if they will give me their probably lifelong weapon.
Yeah, so I say that, like, you'll go do some shopping. You do your thing. You get your glaive. You get your hand crossbow.
Well, actually, I want to have a... Before we do that, I want to have a conversation with Maypri.
Okay, so you are walking down the street of Kaer Kaladyr to the blacksmith.
Maypri, before we go in, I would like to get your opinion on something.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking. What do you want to know? What do you want my opinion on?
You know, my hand crossbow, it hasn't been serving me particularly well, and I'm trying to get in touch with that, with my spirits and with that more raw, kind of primal, angry part of myself. And I feel like it's hard to channel that into the crossbow. And I've been feeling kind of disconnected. I feel like I need something a bit more up close and personal. I don't know. Do you recommend something I should try? Can you help me pick something out at the blacksmith?
How much do you enjoy stabbing things?
You know, that's the thing, is I feel like I haven't really stabbed stuff much yet. Maybe I'm going to like it more than poking stuff. You know?
I think when we go there, we should try out stabbing a few things.
Yeah.
It really lets you feel for what kind of works best with your body.
Yeah.
It's surprising how many options there are and the versatility that is, you know, available to you.
Yeah.
Can I recommend lighting things on fire?
With a dagger? Like smacking it off some flint? Like you throw a rock and you throw your dagger and like you make fire?
That does sound complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious, not all of us are as talented with flames as you are.
Well, that's true.
So like what weapon is like... Have you considered any weapons up until this point or...
Yeah, I have some ideas for two things specifically I want to look at.
Are either of them flammable?
I mean, maybe. I'm thinking either a rapier or a scimitar. And I feel like either of those flaming could be pretty cool.
There's something about the finesse of a rapier. I really like the idea with Keela having one arm behind her back, toe pointed in front of her. That really strong but delicate posture and the rapier in front of you. Like, there's so much elegance to that weapon usage.
And I feel like it would be able to kind of channel, because it still has that spirit of the poke while having the strength of the hit.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Spirit of the poke? Is that the next t-shirt design? Oh my god.
I was so here for that description. It was on point.
Oh.
All right. How do we want to resolve this?
Just get them both.
So we see the three of you leave the blacksmith. You each have packages. Ylaris, did you get anything? Do you have a package?
I think I got some ornamental things, like maybe some armbands. I don't know if they have any sort of like the blacksmith and the jeweler are not the same thing, but if they have any cool iron circlets or maybe even like a nice clasp that I could put on a bag or like around a journal.
No, I can't do that. I can't. I wanted to do that, but I can't. I think it's licensed. I can't. Oh, and that makes me sad.
Yep, understood.
So, okay, it's a blacksmith, and you're right. The blacksmith doesn't really have this sort of thing. They do have, like, an armband, but it's, like, a hammered style.
It's probably way too big for me.
I mean, you could try to pinch it, but, like, yeah. So, like, they do have that. They have a couple, like, torques. But they've got like this really cool boomerang that's metal with like a sharp edge.
I was going to ask if I could play fetch with the Alaris Jr. with it, but if it has a sharp edge.
Maybe not.
I'll get the boomerang like as a future gift for somebody. I haven't decided whom.
So you get a boomerang. Maypri.
Can you tell me one thing about the like the motif of Kaer Caladhr? Like, is there any like repeating ornaments? Any constant
designs?
Yeah,
it's like that Celtic knot.
Excellent.
You see that Celtic knot everywhere.
Okay. I definitely walk away with a glaive that is slightly, like the blade itself is larger and it's got like a intricate inlay and the long hilt of itself, like the base and
the shaft?
Yeah, and the shaft, I guess. I mean, it's covered in intricate design and it makes for a really interesting grip, but I really like the way that this weapon feels. Can I push my luck and could I maybe get like a plus one on this new...
Okay, I'm going to say that you don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
So I think you're going to have to charm this blacksmith.
I would absolutely defer to my more charming friends.
Hello, you Kila. Rang.
Yeah.
Can you charm... Kila? I need you to charm that blacksmith. Look at that weapon. Think about how strong I would be with that. Can you please let them lower the price? We can't afford that. We keep spending our money on things that I can't. We keep spending it on Yalaris Jr. We have no more money for us.
So to tie into what Maypri has, I've also seen a weapon in here that's really, really struck my eye. So I was doing a little bit of research on rapiers, and I found that some historical rapier samples also feature a broad blade mounted on a typical rapier hilt, which is categorized as a type of broadsword, but still falls under the term rapier.
Cool.
Oh, hello.
Very so, cool. Kila sees one of these, and it's mounted on two points on the wall. So it has a traditional rapier handle where it has it's got a bit of that cage like construction, and the cage like pieces all look like wooden branches, and then it has a bit of a almost like a shield where the top of her hand would go that's constructed of these metal leaf shapes. And then the rest of it, it's a bit of a broader blade that's only sharpened on one side.
Dope.
It's not too long. It's probably about, like, I would say a foot and a half long or so. Like, it's a bit on the shorter side, and it comes to a point. So it could be used for either slash or poke. So she goes up to the shopkeeper, and she kind of, you know, sticks her chin up a little bit, puffs her chest out a little bit, and says, My friend and I, my tall, horned friend and I, have been sent to you by destiny. We have been brought here to purchase from you these two weapons. I would recommend that you give us a discount. We will use these weapons for so much more than just fighting bandits. We will use them to change the world.
Misunderstanding the tone, I start doing push-ups on the ground.
Okay. Give me a persuasion.
That's a 13.
Are my push-ups helping?
All right. Yeah. Yes. You know, that was a good shot. Good shot. You know, it's the first time I've heard that one. So, you know, points to you.
I'm going
my
to
good
cast
shopkeeper.
Oh, I'm going to cast charm person on him.
Okay.
Sure.
Will I try?
Okay, I have
cast
to do
charm person on him.
Like,
I probably could have Googled it faster than looking in my own notes.
But you have notes, and that's what counts.
It is a wisdom saving throw.
Oh boy, that's a 4.
Yeah, that's not going to do it. So after casting it, I'm going to look into their eyes. And I'm going to say, look into these eyes. You see power behind these eyes. You know that you want to give us a good deal on these weapons. I wish everybody could see Bianca doing push-up motions right now.
It was more for some personal flair.
I actually, to be honest, didn't know what they were doing.
Definitely doing air push-ups.
Just hyping up the crowd.
Also acceptable.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. A little calm A, a little calm B.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. I'll tell you what. You do something for me, and I'll let you have these.
What would you need done?
There's someone who owes me for their armor, but they haven't yet paid.
Mm.
I would like you to collect.
Okay.
Where could we find them?
Number 3 Fountain Way.
I'll turn to Mapri and I'll wink. We'll be right back.
Do you have a name? I don't know if I'm even in there still. I feel like I probably got my boomerang and like went out to like play with it outside. So maybe I'm not even in there. But
Mapri, I think that we might have need of your muscles.
Oh, whew, yeah. Do you think my push-ups helped?
Mapri's got a pump.
Yeah, you've got a pump going now, so you can flex at this person that we need to go intimidate.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to do jobs like this a lot. It's a really great way of making quick money.
Come on, my friend. Let's go intimidate someone.
Yes. All right.
So I think you come out of the blacksmith, and I'm like, all right, to the boats?
In a minute. We'll,
I have to go pee over there.
Yep.
By those me houses.
Too. I also have to pee.
You can't just pee in the alleys. They're city guards.
We're going to go find a bathroom.
We go back to the hotel. To the inn.
Hold on, Ularis. Give us like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You won't be long. To just stand here in the street by myself?
Ularis Jr. will protect you.
You have a very cool boomerang.
About protection, I am worried about boredom.
Do you want to go to the boat without us?
What are you two up to?
We'll be right back and I'm going to start running away.
Oh, okay.
Hold person. Make a saving throw of some sort.
Dexterity, probably?
I think probably.
Or wisdom.
Where are my spells? You are right. This would be more efficient to Google. It is wisdom saving throw.
Aw, dang. I hoped it was dexterity. Oh, that's an 8.
Keela is frozen in place.
In a running motion? Like,
yes.
Arms at 90 degree angles?
Absolutely.
I just hold. I wasn't really running away. I don't like it when my parents fight.
And I'm imagining that Keela has the, like, you know, like the cartoon where, like, you're frozen, but their eyes still move.
Yeah.
I'm just going to look at Mapri and be like, why are you trying to exclude me from something?
We need to get the weapons inside, but we don't have the gold to afford them. So we're going to do a little deal with the clerk in the shop. And he just asked us simply to retrieve some weapons, maybe armor, maybe something. I'm not quite sure. We just have to intimidate. I just have to flex a lot. And I'm going to flex to show you exactly what I was going to do to this other person.
And I am going to walk up to Mapri so that my face is mere centimeters away. I'm quite a bit shorter, but I still stare up into Mapri's face and say, and you don't think that I would be useful in an intimidation?
I am very intimidated.
Exactly. And I will go and put my face directly in front of Keela's. And I will just stare at her until the spell ends, which is probably a good 30 more seconds.
It's a very awkward 30 seconds.
Intense eye contact.
I'm getting like secondhand awkwardness. It feels awful.
Let's go.
All right, we go to Three Fountain Way.
Hold on. I've got this, and I want to kick the door in.
Okay, well, first off, as you turn onto Fountain Way, you come across this massive roadway, and it is all cobblestone. It is pristine. There are like oil lanterns that hang from cast iron pedestals. The houses along this road are like those rows of like houses with marble fronts and gilded balconies and massive two-story front doors of oak and walnut. It is a place that Yularis would be familiar with, those types of homes. This is the type of place that her family would have had their city home in. Because this is the road leading up to the palace. And right before the palace gates is a great fountain.
Beautiful.
But luckily for you, you're not going to the palace. You're, in fact, going to the house next door.
Next door to the palace?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The house right next to the gate.
Three Fountain Way.
And I think as we get closer and closer to our destination, I'm looking at Mapri and Kayla. And like, you didn't happen to ask whom you were extorting this payment from, did you?
Well, they should have paid, says the thief.
Yeah, Kayla, hold on. I have a really important question. Do we know who we're supposed to be talking to? What do they look like? What is their name?
I don't know. I just hope that they were, we could yell and flex and they would just give up.
I mean, the first person who answers the door isn't going to be them.
Or it could be. Not.
No, it most certainly will.
Do we have to storm the house?
Of some sort. No.
Okay, plan. That's like plan E.
Is there anyone in the street?
Yeah, there's a street cleaner. There are a gaggle of ladies by the fountain. Some of them with parasols and some with fans. But like, it's not hot out and it's not like sunny around here. It's kind of misty a lot.
Yeah.
So it seems just, it's fashion. There's zero function.
I'm going to elbow Kayla and like, go ask the street cleaner who lives at three, number three.
I clear my throat and approach the street cleaner. Excuse me, kind, gentle person. Could you tell us who resides at number three? And I'm kind of making hand gestures towards that house, trying to look fancy, like I fit in here.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
No, we're...
Yeah, you're serious.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, well, that is Lady Ladere's home. You know. And he gives a little wink. A double wink.
Can I roll an insight check to interpret the wink?
Yeah.
Good call.
What?
That's an unnatural 20.
Okay, it's like the, the way he like emphasized Lady Ladere. You have a feeling this is a high-level mistress of some sort.
Oh. I'm going to report back to Kayla and Mapri. There's a Lady Ladere.
You're going to report back to yourself?
Oh, sorry.
All right, Keela, this is what we're doing.
What did you say, Keela? That's a great idea, Keela.
Listen, Keela. I'm going to report back to Ylaris and Maypree. There is a Lady Ladare who lives there, and she sounds like she's, and I just give them a big dramatic wink.
A what?
A what? I think a mistress.
Oh.
Cool. Mm-hmm. She's got armor, I think, and we need the money for the armor.
So I think in these contexts, the best approach is to go in polite, but presuming status.
Okay.
And threatening loss of status should things not be repaid, as opposed to threatening violence that is a crude sort of thing as interpreted in these circles. You'll probably just be laughed out, and she's undoubtedly going to have many guards and, you know, tough, able-bodied creatures, personages around her.
Okay. With that being said, so I've done jobs like this, and all I'm going to do is stand in the back, mm-hmm. put my hands on my hips, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and huff
really
intimidatingly and make a lot of eye contact with the other guards.
I like it. Can we get a demonstration?
Yeah. And I'll put my hands on my hips and like, I'm going to like hit my tail off the ground, you know, displaying my strength.
like an angry cat when they like start flicking their tails.
Exactly. Passive way of letting you know I am not impressed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ylaris, I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't usually talk to people of status. That might surprise you, but I'm
shocked.
I'm not really good at this type of interaction.
I think that you can do this, Keela. You see, collecting debts is not really something that someone of my social stature would usually be doing. So I think our best bet is if perhaps we pretend to be not connected.
Wow. Are you going to wait outside?
I could call on her for something else, and then you could arrive, and I could try to subtly sway her opinions.
Okay.
We could, you know, have a con of some sort going.
Okay. Lying, I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
I am good at that.
I'm new in town. I'm looking to make connections. She lives next to the palace. She's clearly knows a lot of people.
Okay. Just
call for a friendly tea, perhaps.
And who am I? What's my role? Should I be... Do I say I'm from the shop? I think I have to say I'm from the shop, right?
I think, you know what could be very impressive is if you don't tell her where you're from initially and you just say you know.
Ooh,
and
I like
then
that.
See what she does.
Okay. Let's do it. You go in first. Maypree and I will come in a few minutes after.
Okay, I'm going to quickly write up a calling card. A quick card of introduction and send an unseen servant to ring the bell and deliver that calling card to whomever answers the door, and I will follow 30 seconds to a minute after the card.
We want to thank new patrons, The Nerd Asylum, Janiah Stroud, and Andrea. Thank you so much for helping us keep this going. Your support really is appreciated. Thank you. And we will see you next time on, wow, December 7th. December. All right. Well, we'll see you on December 7th. Have a good one. Total Party Kill is a weekly live Twitch stream where John Patrick Cohen, Eddie Klinker, and James Dugan play through Cephalophore Games' Gloomhaven. Join them in the stream to play along the action and interact with a constantly changing cast of characters and special guests. Or watch them after the fact on the One Shot YouTube channel. TPK airs Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/oneshotrpg. And I think we'll fade out there because that's 36 minutes. Okay.
And we'll do you're welcome for not going on the boat.
Yeah, all the this boat's planning not for happening. The boat and it just...
Okay, the planning for the boat was just looking up a stat block for something just in case and writing a menu.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Other music by Kevin MacLeod of incomtech.filmmusic.io.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.